likely surface. But we have captured to date the most comprehensive narrative of what unfolded in Waco, Texas, and later became a nationwide cautionary tale. The Bible tells a story in the second book of Samuel about a young woman named Tamar, who was the daughter of King David. Her half-brother Amnon was in love with her. He wanted to have her so badly he pretended to be sick one day, and he tricked their father into ordering Tamar to take care of him. As she was making him bread, he ordered the servants out of the room. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, "Come, lie with me, my sister." And she answered him, "Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel." But Amnon didn't listen. He raped her, and then he cast her out. He tore off her long, beautiful robe, signifying her as one of the king's virgin daughters. With her face in her hands, she went away crying. She was told to keep quiet. She would live as a desolate woman in her brother Absalom's house. To make matters worse, their father, King David, no stranger to sexual scandal himself, did not punish Amnon. The king loved him, and he was his firstborn son. The king's inaction would breed a hatred and desire for revenge within the family. Soon, Amnon was murdered, and the entire kingdom of David was in turmoil. Introduction. In January 2014, Jasmine Hernandez saw her accused rapist sent to prison. Some would say she received justice, and truthfully, she did get a lot more than most sexual assault victims. But her life was forever altered. She now lives with her parents in Southern California, attends a nearby college, sees a therapist regularly, and is unsure of her future. It's not the life she planned when she enrolled at Baylor University in the fall of 2011 on an academic scholarship, with plans to become a nurse anesthetist, and full of all the energy and ambition of a college freshman embarking on her own. There are lots of Jasmines out there. According to national statistics, at least one in five college women experience some type of sexual assault. Many survivors' stories are never told, but their dreams are shattered and their lives are turned upside down nonetheless. Their friends don't know why they dropped out of college, why they became addicted to painkillers, why they can't sleep without a bolt on their bedroom door. But those women are out there, and their stories need to be heard. In this book, you'll read many stories about women like Jasmine. You'll read about Erica, a Baylor volleyball player who alleged she was gang raped by several football players at an off-campus party in 2012. You'll learn about Jennifer, a Baylor student who said she and another woman were gang raped by several football players at a party in 2012. And you'll find out what was happening behind the scenes as a university resisted, but eventually had to confront the realities playing out on its campus. Many details of the women's stories are difficult to read. Not only were they violated sexually and physically while attending Baylor, but school officials who were supposed to be there to protect and support them also ignored them. That's why so many of the women we interviewed for this book say they were incredibly offended by Baylor officials' indifference to allegations of sexual assault and domestic violence. They are offended because they expected more from the world's largest Baptist university. Many things stood in their way. They encountered a city police department that was inconsistent in its investigations and withheld police reports involving students and student athletes. A campus police department operating in a veil of secrecy that was more interested in issuing parking tickets and liquor violations than in helping women who came to them for help after an assault. An honor code that made women afraid to report being raped, lest they get in trouble with the university for being at a party and drinking. And administrators, employees, and coaches who received reports of domestic violence or sexual assault and never shared the information, keeping secret the heightened and growing risk to women as they stepped foot on the Waco campus. Jasmine, a Baylor freshman at the time, was one of five women who reported to police.